Old Woman of the Forest by Abraham Williams. A long time ago, deep in the land of Kandahar, there lived an old woman. No one knew how old she was, but some say she was old as the moon. Everyone had always known of her since they could remember. She had long, long, long white hair and dark, dark, dark blue eyes. In the morning, she walked through the deep and lively woods. She made sure all was in order. The trees were green and strong, the rabbits were fed and happy, and the birds were singing songs for the day. After her walks, she would always go to the well to fetch her water for the day and to make her wishes. Every day she did this, and every day she wished for all the good of the world, she would say. The children of Kandahar all knew of the old woman of the forest, and every Sunday the children would walk into the woods and bring food to the old woman. They not only came to bring nourishment, they came to listen to her stories. She told them how the mountains came to be when the earth made mighty heaves upwards. She told them how the trees lose their leaves, but always grow them back. She also told them about the well. The children would go to the well with her and listen to her wishes. They made a few modest wishes of their own. The old woman always said, "You must always wish for the others before yourself, never yourself first, and always say thank you, because your wish will come true." The children loved their time with the old woman. Then, one day, when the children came to visit, the old woman lay ill in her bed. She could not get up and make sure all was in order. She could not ensure the trees were green and strong, the rabbits were fed and happy, or if the birds were singing songs for the day. And most of all, she could not go to the well. All of the children went home, except for one. Her name was Juliana. "What ails you, old woman of the forest?" she said. "I'm old, old as the moon. It's time for me to rest my weary bones. You must go and make sure that all is in order." "But I don't know what to do," Juliana said. The old woman said, "Walk through the deep and lively woods and make sure all is in order. Check that the trees are green and strong, the rabbits are fed and happy, the birds are singing songs for the day. Then you must go to the well. Please fetch my water for the day and make your wishes. And remember, you must always wish for others before yourself, never yourself first, and always say thank you, because your wish will come true." Juliana went walking deep into the lively woods. The trees were indeed strong, the rabbits were indeed fed and happy, and the birds were indeed singing songs for the day. Juliana went to the well, she fetched the water, and she wished for all of the good of the world, just as she had seen the old woman of the forest do. Then she made another wish. "I wish for the old woman to be healthy again," she wished into the well. Then she brought the bucket back to the old woman. Once to the house, she found the old woman standing in the doorway, smiling. "Young Juliana," she said, "you've wished for another, and that wish was for me to be healed. You are a very kind one indeed. Because you've healed an old woman out of the kindness of your own dear heart, I have a gift for you. Please come with me." The old woman of the forest led Juliana down a path to a small stream. "Do you see this stream?" said the old woman. "This stream is what feeds the well. The well is what feeds us." "Do you know what feeds the stream, Juliana?" the old woman asked. The rain from the sky fills it, and the ground holds it so that we may drink. The old woman reached into the stream and pulled out a small stone. Take this stone with you. It's a wishing stone. When you find you're lost or in need, think of this stream and make a wish. And remember to say thank you, because your wish will come true. Juliana thanked the old woman and walked back to her home. Each Sunday, the children would walk into the woods and bring food to the old woman. They not only came to bring nourishment, they came to listen to her stories. And this is the way it was, because Juliana wished it so.